It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Nursing home residents and workers will have to wait for coronavirus vaccinations until after Christmas. Elder care residents are part of the initial group in Colorado, but they will come after healthcare workers who are getting vaccinated this week. Nursing homes and assisted living facilities throughout the state are working with Walgreens and CVS to administer the vaccines under a federal program. There's a new COVID-19 relief grant for Colorado artists. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
The Colorado Office of Economic Development and International Trade is accepting applications for the Colorado Arts Relief Fund. The $7.5 million in grants passed in the special legislative session earlier this month. There are awards available for individual artists as well as businesses and cultural organizations. It is estimated that almost 60,000 arts jobs in the state have been lost due to COVID-19. The office is accepting applications through January 8th. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Employees of UC Health are trying to unionize. They say the pandemic has laid bare problems with how the hospital treats employees and patients. Sandra Parker Murray, an activist for the union effort, says it would serve patients and their families.
They are affected as well. They are the ones who have to go to these hospitals and have this care. So they want to make sure their family member is safe, protected, and taken care of.
Because they are affiliated with the state, employees at UC Health are not able to hold an election to unionize. Instead, they hope public pressure will persuade the hospital to let workers unionize. UC Health says staffing levels have been similar to most hospitals at this time, and that staff working with COVID patients have been provided with adequate protective equipment. Future oil and gas pads in Boulder County will have to be 2,500 feet from homes and schools. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Last month, state regulators gave their final approval of a statewide 2,000-foot setback. Now, Boulder has adopted even stricter requirements locally, with 2,500 feet. The setback will also be required for publicly owned trails and trailheads. The change is part of a package of oil and gas regulation amendments for the county, with a focus on protecting public health and the environment. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Around Boulder and Metro Denver, highs today in the 40s. This is CPR News.